Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to Over Not America. I haven't done that in a while. Should I do it three more times because of the three shows I missed? Let's roll it over again. What you're saying, Brad Young won't do it? Gary Nolan won't do it? Come on! Well, they don't have to. That's okay. It's a goofy thing that it's very difficult to do it for other people. When we have guests in the studio, if there's ever a time where there's actually someone sitting in here, it's different for you, Producer Mike, because I'm comfortable with you. But when there's other people around, it's awkward to do that. Really awkward. So next time you're in line at McDonald's or in the drive-thru, practice it and you'll see how awkward it is. Just when they'll say, can I take your order, please? This is what you'd say. Good to be with you. And check out the reaction. You'll be so embarrassed that you will leave. You'll have to pull out a line. This is something I would do with my wife in the car. And she'll put her hand over her eyes like, I don't want anyone to look at me. If I wasn't in this car right now, I mean, I would slap you right upside the head. Maybe not that extreme. You know what happened earlier today? This is, I was listening and I was having some fun, and the better half of Hancock and Kelly in studio doing his thing. Yeah, I mean, it was just enjoyable. You know what happened? So my wife always leverages her birthday as the time to put up the Christmas tree. It's this weekend. And she always wants to get it up early. I think, no, it's way too early to put it up before Thanksgiving. Always too early. But this is what she says. Well, you can count it as one of my gifts. And I think, well, it's pretty tempting now. Because I normally forget about birthdays. So, yeah, maybe I'll just... Okay. So, we'll put it up for your birthday. Then, schools are called off. All the mom groups are called off. I'm working during the day the last few days, so it's bright and early. I'm up. I don't have to sleep in because I wasn't doing the late night overnight hours. And the perfect storm happened. My wife wakes up. She's on social media, and all the other moms say, you know, because we're stuck indoors today, we're going to put up our Christmas decorations. And my wife looks at me and says, let's do it today. My first thought was, maybe we have a carbon monoxide leak and something a little goofy's going on in the house. I better go check that. Well, the alarms aren't going off. And then the second thought was, well, actually, there is nothing going on. Get it out of the way so I don't have to do it this weekend. I don't have to deal with it. This is basically opening up my weekend to do whatever I want. Okay, honey. Okay. Sounds good. Let's put it up. Basically, I just had to pull the extra boxes and containers out and let her do the rest because the kid enjoys working on it too. You know, he's four, didn't have anything else to do. He liked the idea of it. So we put up our Christmas tree today. Not really all the decorations, just the Christmas tree. She put some stockings over the fireplace and a couple of the lights that are also those basic like tree ribbon things. You know what I mean? It kind of looks like an arm of a tree, but it's like a long ribbon of it or whatever. So we put a couple of those things up. I'm really fighting putting lights up outside. I hate putting lights up outside. Hate it. Because every other house always goes all out. I can't compete with them. And whatever we put up, it ends up looking like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree versus a regular one. It's always really lame compared to theirs. So I don't even like to try to compete. I don't even want to put up the bare minimum to compete. It's just more than I want. So we put the tree up today. And my wife was so excited because she went to social media and immediately let all of her friends know, guess what we have up today? She was all for it. Let Instagram and all of those places know our tree is up. Yeah, it's like living next to Ned Flanders. How could I ever compete with a Ned Flanders as a neighbor? I don't think a lot of our neighbors do it. Some houses down the road do it. I'll tell you, there's this elderly couple across the street. It was one of the cutest things. We were outside walking down the street to check out someone else's very large and elaborate Christmas display last year. And as we were walking out, the old man was escorting his older wife out as well to check out his work, all the work that him and I'm going to guess it was his son or whoever was helping him. And the lights were on and it was the grand unveiling, kind of like Christmas Vacation where Chevy Chase plugs it in and all the lights. It was so cool to see that from across the street. Really, really cool. And, you know, he was very proud of it, you can tell. You know what I read online? This is so unbelievably untrue. I think this is a complete lie. KSDK put out a story, snow ice cream. Yes, it's a real St. Louis thing. It is not. No one is making snow ice cream, are they? Honestly. The snowstorm turned St. Louis into a winter wonderland and brought the kind of treat that only comes a few times a year. Snow ice cream. I gotta say, when I grew up, I wouldn't say we were the richest family, but we weren't the poorest either. Like, you know, my parents always bought me clothes when I needed it or shoes or whatever it is. But they weren't going out. We weren't buying toys all the time. We weren't doing things that were unnecessary. You know, we were basically your lower middle class. We have never once ever considered snow ice cream. Ever. I've never heard of this. Has anyone seen this or have actually tried to make snow ice cream? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Apparently, I have a really good snow ice cream recipe for you that they put in this. I would like to talk to anyone that's even heard of this, let alone tried it before. This is so gross. Who would do this? You're eating your snow ice cream. Oop, just pick that leaf out of there. Ugh. Yeah. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 1120 KMOX and KMOX.com.
When I moved here to St. Louis, this is what people told me around Halloween. Better have a joke ready. Everyone asks you a joke when you go to their door. Nope. We've gone through two trick-or-treats, and only one person has asked us for a joke. Only one. My kid had one prepared and everything. Didn't even get to use it this year. Only one. So people were over-exaggerating the amount of, oh, have a joke ready in order to get your candy. So when I read this article, I thought the same thing. People in St. Louis, this is not a St. Louis thing. There's no one going out and eating snow ice cream. I don't believe it. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let me get to Tom. What's going on, Tom?
Just got in the car heading home from work and heard your show and just laughed my butt off thinking we've been eating snow ice cream for 50 years.
You have not. So tell me what you do to collect the snow.
You know what? You just walk right outside and get the fresh. You want to get it while it's fresh. You don't want it sitting around for a half day or a day and melting or anything like that. Just get the biggest wooden bowl you can get. Get as much snow, throw a ton of sugar, some milk, and some vanilla flavoring, and mix it up until it tastes great, and it never fails.
Why are you using snow? Can't you just get like an ice chipper or something and get the same result?
I guess you could, but it's kind of just the magic of snow. There's nothing better for kids. You know, when I was a kid, I was the youngest of five. We ate it all the time, and there was, you know, it was as good as going sleigh riding.
Nice.
And now our kids who are 16, 17, and 19, that's the first thing they think of when it snows.
Go out and eat it. No, I don't. I've never thought that once when I've seen a fresh snow on the ground.
You're missing out. You have kids?
Yeah, I have a four-year-old.
Well, you will absolutely be a hero because there's no way he won't like it.
Are you sure? Well, what does your yard look like? Are you afraid of scooping up other things in your yard?
You don't even go to the yard. If you got your deck right outside, you just take it off whatever's closest to you, and it's clean. It's not going to kill you.
I know. If you went to a restaurant and they offered this, would you order it?
Probably not, because it wouldn't be making it yourself.
That's
the fun of it.
Oh, the fun of it is because you make it yourself.
I'm the guy that can't really do much on his own. You know, I'm not a Mr. Fix-It, but, you know, you're a hero with your kids if you can make them snow ice cream.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. Good to hear from you.
Every single one of their friends that comes over goes back to their kids, their parents' houses, saying, we made ice cream. And then, of course, you got to give the recipe to their parents because it's 100% success rate.
Oh, man. Hey, thank you, Tom. Good to hear from you.
See you.
100% success rate. I would think an angry call from a mom would happen. Like, you fed my kid snow from your backyard. Did you pick out the leaves? Did you get rid of those stink bugs? You know that old Frank Zappa song? Dun, 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 dun. Don't you eat that yellow snow. Faye calling in from Ferguson. Faye, what's going on?
Yes, sir. I was raised down around Cuba, Missouri. Haven't ate snow in years, but as a child, absolutely, because I'm 81. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, when the snow was deep enough, Mom would go out with a big spoon, and she would bring in the snow, and she either used some canned cream, sugar, and vanilla, and mixed it up. And let me tell you what, it was good. It was very good.
How big of a spoon?
Well, you know, she had the big stirring spoons, but we ate with regular spoons.
Yeah.
But, you know, she mixed it up, and she'd take it and maybe put it in a great big pan and mix that all up. And it, absolutely, it was, like I said, and I'm 81, and now that was good eating because
wow.
we lived in the country, so there wasn't anything there that you made it dirty snow. Yeah.
Wow. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had 9.
Whoa.
Lost one in 3 weeks.
That's
right.
Terrible.
We were a big family.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, out of necessity, it sounds like if you wanted everyone to get a treat, that could have been part of the play.
I think a lot of people did that back in then, that time period, you know, because if you didn't live near town and there are a lot, you know, ice cream was at the stores, but a lot of people didn't have electricity
mm-hmm.
back then, those days when you lived in the country. And we had an ice box that Dad could buy a big block of ice, like in the summer or whenever, and we could have like 4th of July stuff or, you know, and Mom could have cold stuff. And then I remember the very first Jell-O, too. And that was in the early 50s. We had the first Jell-O we ever had in our life.
Okay. All right, yeah. Faye, good to hear from you. Thanks for sharing.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
If my parents didn't go to bed at 9 o'clock, I would be messaging them right now, asking them if we ever did this. I do remember there was a little Snoopy type of like snow cone maker where you'd put the ice in the top and it would start cranking it out and you'd make your own snow cones with ice from the fridge, but you wouldn't go outside for that ice. Chip calling in. What's going on, Chip?
Hey, Ryan. How are you this evening?
Good.
Yes, I was born and raised in St. Louis, lived there 45 years. I live in California now, but as a kid, we definitely ate snow ice cream. So you get the snow, right? You add the vanilla, maybe a little Borden's condensed milk, some sugar. I mean, you find the right snow. Obviously, you're not going to pick out yellow snow, but I mean, that's what we did. That's what we did as a kid. I mean, it was no problem. Maybe the air wasn't as bad and polluted as it is now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Did you look forward to it?
I don't know if it was a St. Louis thing or not, but I mean, we did it all the time.
If you woke up, you listened to KMOX and heard your school was closed for the day, the first thing you're doing is plotting out the rest of the day where you can eat this snow ice cream?
Well, it's certainly one of the things you're going to do. It may not be the number one thing, but it's certainly going to be on the list because you're a kid for sure.
Wow. And do you ever crave it?
I do. I mean, I'm out in California. We got to drive. I live in Santa Barbara, so we got to drive where the snow is. Haven't had it in a while, but when I think of St. Louis, snow ice cream, sure, absolutely.
They would call child services on you if you tried to make them eat snow ice cream anymore, I think.
That's probably a lot of the things.
Yeah, the parents, the kid would take a picture of it on the smartphone, post it up, my dad made me eat snow ice cream today. Next thing you know, you're getting a knock on the door or the guidance counselor's asking you questions.
Well, no helmets on bicycles, and no seatbelts, and the whole thing. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right up there.
Thanks, Chip. Good to hear from you.
Sure. Good to hear from you. Bye.
Oh, that's fun. Well, he's out in California now, still craves it. Every day, wakes up in the morning, starts shaking until he gets his snow ice cream. I might be taking a little liberty with his story there. Alana, what's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to tell you guys, we had snow ice cream growing up, but we never picked it up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
My mother would put a big Dutch oven outside or a roasting pan outside, away from the house, away from the tree, and collect clean snow to make snow ice cream.
So preparing it, your mom was able to understand, like, oh, we could use this. We have to get it ready, so we're going to do this the right way.
Well, she would, if you know, when they predicted a big snow, you know, 6-7 inches of snow, then she would put the pot outside.
So she's not cleaning out the baby pool from the summer and putting that out there in order to get some of this snow.
No, you just, like, it would have been like last night, said we're going to get 7-8 inches of snow.
So yeah.
Put the pot outside.
Do you do this with your kids?
I have done it with my kids a couple of times.
Yeah. Did they like it? What was the review?
Oh, she liked it.
Yeah?
It's ice creamish. It's more like ice milk than ice cream.
Maybe Starbucks could start selling this. It sounds like a lot of people would bring them right back.
Nah, Scott, you got to make it. Your mom's got to make it with the spoon and stir it.
Yeah.
And
everyone
yeah.
says it. They have to make it at home.
Yes, you got
to
make it.
You can't order it out. I wouldn't go to a Schnucks and look on the shelf for snow ice cream myself.
No, because it won't keep. You got to eat it then.
You have to eat it as fast as you can.
Yeah, you got to eat it then.
All right, Alana.
If you put it back in the freezer, it just turns to a lump of ice, and it's not good.
Yeah, it just doesn't work out that way. Well, thanks for sharing that.
All right.
Bye. Mommy. Well, that's funny. Well, the kid was asking for snow ice cream right now. You want to hear what the recipe is for snow ice cream? From the KSDK website. So many people eat snow ice cream. I've never met anyone that's tried it. Personally, I don't think any of my friends growing up ever made snow ice cream. I've never been to a friend's house where that has even come up in discussion. My parents never even offered it as an option. I'm going to guess that they never heard of it either. This might be a regional thing. No one in Michigan does this, ever. This just may be a St. Louis deal. So here is the recipe that someone shared on KSDK. Snow, at least 4 cups. Sweetened condensed milk or sugar, 1/8 cup. Chocolate syrup to taste. Milk, 1/4 cup. Splash of vanilla extract. Top with sprinkles, chocolate chips, anything goes. Pro tip, set your bowl outside before it starts snowing so you have untouched snow already in your bowl. Sarah, the person that gave this recipe, said they've experimented with vanilla and caramel, but chocolate is hands down the best. Oh, man. Don't you eat that yellow snow. There's no way we have that in the system, but we have Frank Zappa in our system. Pull it up. I don't believe it. Mike's going to it like he has it bookmarked. Oh, I listen to this all the time. Of all the different things. Thanksgiving's going to come around. We're going to sit down at the family table, and I'm going to bring it up to my parents. Hey, after this, what do you think about going to collect some snow? Remember when the BBC did the story about how they go to the farms in order to get spaghetti? It showed they're like picking the spaghetti off the trees, and they're collecting it as if there's spaghetti farmers out there, and that was the big hoax, like, oh, this is how you make spaghetti. Well, there it is. It's almost like I feel like people are just pulling my leg. There's no way this is a thing. No Frank Zappa? Not in our system. That's a bummer. That's okay. I'd be surprised if we had a yellow snow. You know, when the music stations start to flip over to Christmas music, I wonder if any of them play that song. All right, Thanksgiving to me is by far the best holiday. I'm really looking forward to it next week. It's weird that it's a Thursday night. It doesn't feel like it. Last couple nights I was in during the day, filling in for Mark Reardon's program along with Carol Daniel and Amy Markscore. And man, that was fun. But it feels like I'm cheating work. It feels like I'm stealing from the company because it's a 2-hour show and overnights are longer. I do 4 hours or 5 hours, depending. If you listen for the whole time, good for you, man. But it's like double the amount of work to come in and do the show at night. When I come in during the day, it literally feels like I'm stealing from the company. So it's good to be back with you tonight. It's a little bit more relaxed. There's no one else around. The whole building's empty except for the ghost of KMOX and, of course, our producer, Mike Anderson. Coming up, there's a story about Juul. That's the e-cigarette flavors. They're pulling some stuff out of stores. Well, about time, really. Maybe I'll give you my favorite Thanksgiving story. Absolute favorite Thanksgiving story, considering it's coming up in a week. You'll like this one. It does not include... Oh, did you find it? Put it in. Put it in. Hold on. We got to play it. I can't believe we have this in the system. You know, I always thought I was super cool at a classic rock station playing this song. It's a 6.5 minute song. I know we can't play the whole thing, but
dreamed I was an Eskimo.
That's one of those guys I wish I could have met in my lifetime, Frank Zappa. He died before I was born. Did he?
Began to blow.
Before I was old enough, I should say. Boom, boom. What a unique
under
guy.
Under my boots and around my toes.
Oh, he died in 93. Okay, I was born.
Cross that bit, the ground below. A 100 degrees below zero.
You know what? This guy's so goofy, and his lyrics are just so funny.
What a, and my mama cried.
I love Goofy, and this guy was one of the best.
My mama cried.
I don't know what they're saying. Do you?
Don't be a naughty Eskimo. Save your money, don't go to the show. I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the
so ice cream
commenced to glow. And she said, with a tear in her eye.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Well, it only took 2 minutes to get to the part we wanted to get to. Only took 2 minutes. Frank Zappa could do whatever he wants. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Commercial.
Overnight America and Ryan Recker continues on KMOX.
I kind of feel like some Frank Zappa now. All right, pull that back up. What were the songs we had? Are they disappeared forever now? All right, we have Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, Montana. I can't remember. Is that I'm Going to Montana? I can't remember how that one goes. Cosmic Debris, I don't remember that. Dancing Fool. Dun-dun, Dancing Fool. Dun-dun, dun. Oh, this is an awesome Frank Zappa tune. Let's see if we can play it.
We take you now to a garage in Canoga Park.
I love this tune.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp. With a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second-hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
Oh, this song doesn't get the respect it deserves, seriously. Frank Zappa, Joe Garage.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song. Uh-oh. In the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long.
You ever listen to Frank Zappa, Producer Mike? You ever heard this song? It's a great tune.
All we did was bend the string like...
Back when I was a classic rock DJ, and I'd have to hit the ramp, or talk up the ramp and hit the post, I always thought I was really cool because I'd play Frank Zappa, Joe's Garage. I was super cool, man.
And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time.
Hey, did you see who became a United States citizen? Billy Idol. Yeah, good for Billy Idol. Do we have any Billy Idol in there? You want me to pretend I'm a classic rock DJ again? I'll pretend Overnight America is a classic rock station. You know, actually, my personality doesn't change all that much. I'm still kind of dorky, geeky in a way like that. Frank Zappa.
We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the
a band together.
I haven't listened to this song in about 10 years, but I still remember the words. You know what's funny about this? This is one of those artists I would listen to in the car when I had friends in there. And I thought I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. They're going to like this. They always hated it. Always. I was always let down by the reaction because they didn't like things like that the way I liked it. Isn't that just the moral of life? People don't like the things that you like, and it's always going to be a disappointment to them and ultimately bring you down. Way to go, Joe's Garage. Ooh, what do we got here? Billy Idol. Let me see. If I can, what was the old call letters of the classic rock station I was on? Okay, I remember. Okay, pull a Billy Idol in there with has a good ramp-up song, like White Wedding or something like that. Oh, did you lose it? I'll try to ramp this up like I did in the old classic rock days. You know, in the next hour, I'm going to talk to Charlie Brennan, some radio stories with him. I'm a fan of Charlie. 30 years here at KMOX. Do we have a White Wedding in there? There we go. So this is how, when I was back in my old Lima, Ohio days, it would sound something like this. Got some Billy Idol here for you. Okay, it didn't actually sound like this. But then you would say something like, watch out, there's a lot of traffic. Maybe a cow got into the road over by old McDonald's farm. Better watch out. People are backed up. Oh, the train's over the track. All kinds of people stuck in traffic. White Wedding, Billy Idol, classic rock that really rocks, 104.9 The Eagle.
Hey, little sister, what have you?
You always try to hit the post. And I would do that every day. Now, I didn't sound that cheesy classic rock guy. I sound like the way I'd sound now, except you're kind of forced to, you know, play like the classic rock game there for a while. But Billy Idol, congratulations to him. He passed his citizenship test, and Immigration Services tweeted out a photo of the British-born celebrity holding up the American flag. He's now a United States citizen. Congratulations to him. At his ceremony, it shows him standing up, right hand, pledging, I guess through the ceremony. I don't know exactly what he's saying there, if there's some sort of pledge. And then he's holding up a certificate and smiling. How awesome is that? Billy Idol. I love hearing those stories about these old classic rock artists that become United. I didn't know Billy Idol wasn't an American citizen. You hear about these artists. They spend most of their time here in the United States, traveling, touring, doing their thing. They make all their money here in the United States, but you just kind of assume they maybe have dual citizenship. A lot of times, if you're an artist over in the UK, you have like a work permit based on your skills. And that's how a lot of these people are here over the United, in the US, because of something like that. Born Michael Albert Broad in the British town of Stanmore in 1955. He's been a resident in the United States for years, but never a citizen. Ah, good for him. Congratulations to Billy Idol. He looks a little rough right now, I'm not going to lie. What movie was that? Adam Sandler movie where Billy Idol's on a plane and he plays for Drew Barrymore. But that was a really cool scene. What was that one? Was it Wedding Singer? Yeah, that's the last time I've seen Billy Idol. You know, we looked into what it would take to bring Billy Idol to come play at like a festival or something. He ain't cheap. You know, he kind of disappears for a while, but he's one of those artists that only pops up when he wants to. So that means his cost is up really high. You got to pay big money to get a Billy Idol to come play for you. Well, I can't believe I just ramped up my old classic rock station in Ohio here on Campbell X. More. You want more? Okay. I don't think I can. Put another song in as a rejoin. Maybe I'll ramp that one up too. Up next, Juul is the company that is pulling some of their product because of all the kids that are using it. It's probably a good thing that they're doing this, but it took the threat of legal action before they did. We're going to get to that coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 1120 KMOX. Depend on it.
Oh, we're still doing the classic rock. Coming up next, a chance to win a prize. No one's going to want to pick up. Classic rock that really rocks, 104.9 The Eagle.
Little too tall, could have used a few pounds.
Always had to ramp it up. I tried, I missed it. Oh, there wasn't enough time to put the joke in there. I should have held the joke off. Yeah, I had a great time in Lima. Good people up there. Ed calling in. Hey, Ed, what's going on?
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Hey, I'm calling to see if you knew what
Lima, Ohio was famous for?
Oh, they're famous for all kinds of things. I would say the most famous thing is Phyllis Diller, possibly, as an actress. She was really well known. They have a couple of famous things out there. Kewpie Burgers. There was always a rumor about Kewpie being the inspiration for Wendy's. Let's see. What else would Lima... They have a tank plant there. I think they're the only place that still makes those Abram tanks in the U.S. So there's a couple things they're known for.
Well, there's also when on Saturday Night Live, when Buckwheat was shot, the assassin was from Lima, Ohio.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I wonder why they picked that one. I think Lenny Bruce did a joke about Lima. And there's Rudolph. They're a company that make pork rinds. They're out there, too. That's pretty good. What else is
okay.
All my Lima trivia in one 60-second segment, I guess. All right. Buckwheat, when she was shot on Saturday Night Live, was from Lima, Ohio.
The assassin was from Lima, Ohio. That's right.
Never heard that one. All right, thanks, Ed. Bye.
Bye.
And that TV show Glee on Fox was based in Lima, Ohio. That was kind of cool. What else was Lima known for? Their mascot was a giant lima bean. It's kind of cool, right? I've never seen the mascot in person. I don't know if the mascot's in theory or if they actually made a physical mascot put it out there to separate themselves from Lima. But Lima, what else are they known for? That might be about it. And me, it's known for being the first radio home of Ryan Recker. I think that's a plaque somewhere downtown they put. Not so much. Yeah, have you ever heard of this company named Juul? You probably know what it's about, which is vaping. Vaping are those e-cigarettes where you see the people, it's supposed to be like water vapor and they flavor them. And kids really like them because it's not the same as smoking. And they became really popular in middle school. So Juul Labs, company, a very popular one of the vaping companies, said that it'll suspend sales of most of its flavored e-cigarette pods in retail stores and would discontinue its social media promotions. 70% of the e-cigarette market in the U.S. is with that company, Juul. The most significant sign in the industry set out to offer devices to help smokers quit. But as it turns out, it's helping teens develop a nicotine addiction. I've seen people use these vape pens and vape things. They'll go all out. I remember the first time I saw one of these things. It was giant. It looks like a model rocket. When you were a kid, you used to build the old Apollo rockets. You know, you had the glue and the paint and everything, and you'd build these model rockets. That's what these little vape-style devices look like, because apparently you had to charge them or whatever, and people would keep them on the charger. And where the little Neil Armstrong would sit would be where you'd put your mouth on this thing. And then there was ones that made it look like cigarettes. But what apparently you did, you put in the liquid and it would heat it up to a vapor. And then you would breathe it in to your lungs and then blow it out like you were a chimney pipe. And you said, oh, that's perfectly safe. As in, yeah, you know what people do when they breathe in things into their lungs that don't belong there? Yeah, they normally develop some complications down the line. There's not really a lot of research on these things, so they like to play it off as in, oh, there's nothing wrong, it'll be fine, it's just water vapor. I don't know. If you're sucking in this stuff into your lungs, something that should not be there, to me, it's you stay away from that stuff. It's, to me, just as bad as smoking. Some people live by it. They say it's a smoking alternative, so they can do it, and it's better than actually putting a stick of cigarettes up to my mouth every 4 minutes. A lot of workplaces don't allow you to bring it in their work. The place I worked at before here in Indiana, they would allow it inside the building. It was the most obnoxious thing. Like, you'd see the sales staff going around, and they'd blow in the little smoke around. Oh, it's perfectly healthy. No, it's not. What doctor told you it's okay to do this? But Juul apparently found out that a lot of their market are these teenagers getting their hands on it. So effectively, they're undercutting the Food and Drug Administration's plan to unveil a series of measures aimed at curbing teenage vaping to prevent some users from using these, what are some of these flavors? They're always like kid flavors. Go get your bubblegum and grape-flavored Juul vapors. That's what it was. They always had these really weird children's flavors. The FDA acknowledged earlier this year that had been caught off guard by the soaring popularity of vaping among minors and also began targeting retail outlets that were selling them the products. In September, it gave Juul, the manufacturers, a few other flavored e-cigarettes and vaping products 60 days to submit plans to prove they can keep them away from minors. New York Times is the one reporting this. They did a really big story on it. They mounted an aggressive campaign against vaping products, the FDA did. Because it's popular among them. They're making a lot of money off of these kids. There's a 10 or 11% of kids in middle schools were vaping. What parent allows their kid to do this? This is not good. Please tell me you don't let your kids do this. Said, our intent was never to have youth use Juul, said Kevin Burns, chief executive of Juul Labs. But intent is not enough. The numbers are what matter, and the numbers tell us underage use of e-cigarettes is a problem. The FDA acknowledged that they were caught off guard. I would have been too. I guess they, I don't know, maybe they tried to push it out there, but. So they outlined their plan to prevent young people from making online purchases. Apparently, they'll ask you if you're 21. Ooh, apparently they can't lie. They also ask if you're planning to purchase it for someone else. Ooh, I guess can't lie there either. And then they're going to try to, and this is the thing that scares me the most. It says, is the amount of devices in pods purchased too high? Not that. They're going to use a background check in order to sell this stuff to you online. So what does that mean? Do you have to put your social security number or something? Maybe that's enough to get some people. 11% of all high school students have vaped within the last month. 11%. Unpublished federal data estimates the number is now at least 3 million. So that's almost doubled the amount. So if that's 11%, we're probably looking at about 20% of all high school students have vaped in the last month. Isn't that crazy? And keep in mind, they're minors too. I mean, there's someone's got to help them get this sort of thing, unless they got a friend. Hey, my older brother, I got you some vaping stuff. I just don't get the appeal. You know, when I was in college or whatever, me and my buddies used to get cigars. We thought we were really cool. Cheapest cigars you can find at the gas station, White Owls, or Swisher Sweets or whatever the things were. And it's not that we thought we were doing it because it was cool. It was just out of boredom. We'd like be together. It'd be like late at night. We'd put some Bob Seger on the radio. We'd talk up the ramps and try to hit the post. No, but just out of boredom. I'm like, okay, I guess we're sitting around doing nothing. How about we, boredom is really bad for you, just as bad as these things. You got to really watch out. All right, coming up, this will be fun. We do this every once in a while. You know, I'm joking around about this radio stuff. We should do an Ask the Show. Every once in a while, I'll open up the phone lines and say, are there any questions you've ever wanted to know about Overnight America? Like any answers? Are there any radio questions you've ever wondered why we do certain things in radio the way we do them? I had that time to talk to Charlie Brennan because I filled in during the day. I sat down with Charlie, got an interview with him coming up. And then I'll open the phone line for you. What are some of your radio questions? Maybe I'll try to answer them. It's Overnight America. KMOX. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.